All right, so there's no economic benefit from the deal of the Yankees versus the Phillies, but let's talk for a moment about the sports identity of these two cities, Philadelphia and New York. And as far as Philadelphia is concerned, Jay, in the control room, I do not want to hear the Rocky theme at all during this segment, please, okay? Can we count on that? Michael Zuckerman joins us, history professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Just to have a couple of minutes. You know, I'm thinking about sports identity of Philadelphia and New York, and I think Raging Bull in New York, sort of rough and raw, and you've got rough and heroic Rocky in Philadelphia. But the rivalry and the identity between New York and Philadelphia goes back a long, long way. Explain.
Sure. The rivalry goes back to the 17th century and heats up in the 18th century when Philadelphia, which begins about 60 years later than New York, begins overtaking New York. And it's in a way not much of a rivalry at all in the 18th century. Philadelphia doesn't think of New York as a rival. Philadelphia overtakes New York, assumes New York is left in the dust. Ben Franklin's not worried about New York.
Right.
Ben Franklin is envisioning London as Philadelphia's rival. Franklin literally thinks that America is going to outstrip England in population. The capital of the empire will move its capital to Philadelphia. Parliament will meet in Philadelphia. The king will be in Philadelphia. And he's not worried about New York at all.
All right. Of course, things turned out a little differently than that.
Turned out a lot differently.
Yeah. And is Philadelphia over that at this point?
Well, it took a while to get over it. I just had a student do an honors thesis for me studying the early 19th century, when New York first passes Philadelphia in population in the 1800 census and then continues to get further ahead. And for the first, when the first census came out, Philadelphians just didn't believe it.
Wow.
They couldn't conceive that New York could be bigger than
Michael, you got a call for the game? What do you think? Phillies in five, Yankees in four, quickly?
Phillies in four.
All right, Michael, we're going to talk to you again as this World Series event happens. And, Jay, thanks for that. Michael Zuckerman, history professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Not biased or anything, right, Professor?
Not a drop.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.